With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
You hear that? Your dog knows. Spring is coming sooner than you think.
Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you.
But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet.
Well, what music bed do we want to use for the games that Ken's already bet?
How about recommends?
Okay, great. So here's how this is going to work, peeps. This might be the most important segment that we do every week on the show. Because, like, listen, by Friday, by the time we give all our bets out, lines have changed a little bit. You know, lines have definitely moved. Sunday, we're going to give you a lot of information as well. But this segment might be the most important one we do. And I say that in all sincerity. The games that Ken Barkley has already bet for the week to come in the National Football League last year was a monster success. It's been a success this year. Ken, last week, you even said it on the show yesterday, last week's bets that you gave out on Tuesday for the NFL were awesome, right? We're feeling
like
really
four
good
and
about
two, maybe something like that. Because we talked about a couple, like I gave five in the segment, but we had already four. I mean, it was like 4-2, 5-2,
including the Giants. Yep.
Yeah, Atlanta and the Jags were definitely the two losses, but like Tennessee, the Thursday night game with the Giants,
San Francisco.
San Francisco. I'm not gonna be able to do this off the top of my head, which is brutal. But anyway, you get the idea. Whatever.
Yeah, they won. It was a winning day. This segment, I think, wins like the vast majority of the time. Minnesota was
Dallas.
Another one. Yep.
Yeah.
Dallas was another one. Yeah. So it's even better than you got kind of undersold it at first. Yeah, right. It was really like even better than we thought. So you're gonna want to make these bets now. I'm gonna make these bets now. Lines are probably gonna move, you know, barring injuries or stuff like that. So this is maybe the most important segment we do every week. The games that Ken Barkley has already bet coming up in the National Football League. So, Rick, drop that recommends and we can start the podcast clip right now.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, Ken, take it away. The games that you've already bet for week 3 in the National Football League.
That song's still awesome, by the way. That song's still really good.
It's so much better than the dope ass beat. It will never be amazing. On MTV ever.
Yeah, that song has been around since basically the show started, since we did YBYB Recommends, and that was the song that accompanies. It's still amazing. Still such a good song. A lot of games that we're monitoring and or have already bet. So we'll kind of group these into two categories. It's like bets Ken's already made, bets Ken's probably going to make, and just like kind of want to see what happens with the number. Like one, the number is flown on already. Kanish already talked about it too, so who knows. But let's kind of go through what's already in. It's already in the pendings. First bet, I think these are in rotation number order because that's how I write my stuff down in my spreadsheet. I took the Chiefs under a touchdown. That's bet number one, 6.5 on Kansas City. I actually have no idea how this number is under a touchdown. It makes no sense to me. And I think this is the difference between trying to evaluate team performance using the games that they've played and trying to evaluate team performance using what the market views the team and how they close in their closing numbers in the games that they play. So like if you watch the Chargers, you're going to think to yourself, wow, if this team could just score in the red zone, they're so amazing. Like their defense is pretty good. Herbert's awesome. They move the ball very effectively. A lot of their offensive numbers are very good. Then they get to the red zone and terrible things happen. And you're going to be like, well, the officiating, like that's what killed them against Dallas. And it's like, okay, what happened against Washington? Like, and also are we like, you're sure they're awesome? Because they closed a 2.5-point dog to Washington. And if you're a team that plays in the NFL and you close a 2.5-point dog to Washington, I'm going to have lots of questions about whether you should be taken seriously from a rating standpoint in games against very, very competitive elite teams. And they only closed 3 against Dallas, who had a ton of injuries. So, like, what are we doing there? I don't know how this is under a touchdown, but it is, so I bet it. My guess is it would close like juiced 7 to Kansas City. I don't think you would see 7.5, maybe. My number is more up in that range, like 7.5, 8. But this was the first bet I put in. So Chiefs, number one, and that's still available. So I'm going to try to go with the ones that are actually still available first. The second one, and we talked about this yesterday, I don't think the Giants can be favored over almost anybody. And not only are they favored against Atlanta, it actually was 3.5, which is totally nuts. But I still think 3 is incorrect. I think the Giants, okay, cool. They can be a 1-point favorite in the game. They can be 1.5. And I would at least find that palatable. My number in the game is Atlanta by 1. That's what it was last week. It didn't change. I basically nailed both point spreads for both teams that played last week. So I feel like my ratings are pretty good. Every trend on earth also favors Atlanta in this game. Teams that have two horrific against the spread performances to start a season are inherently valuable. So it's like number edge plus trends, plus like the Giants have literally been favored twice the last 2 years, basically with the Joe Judge, Daniel Jones era together. And at both times it was against a quarterback with the last name of Allen, which we did last year. And now they're a 3-point favorite over Matt Ryan.
And like, not Josh.
And yeah, yes, correct. Brandon and Kyle Allen. So just like, I'm not saying the Giants can't cover. Like if the Giants win by 7, don't be like, well, you said it couldn't happen. Giants could cover this number a lot. Just Atlanta's going to cover more often, in my opinion. And the number is incorrect. And the fact that you're getting 3 in this game to me is crazy. Even if it was Giants 2.5, we could have an honest conversation about whether that was true. 3 to me is still just a number that I'm interested in betting. And that's still available. 3.5 was available earlier. I don't think it comes back. Maybe this comes off 3, maybe it doesn't. I'll be curious like how other people land on this game. Third bet that went in, and maybe this is, we haven't talked about this game at all, but this will be surprising. I bet the Steelers at 4. Well, I have 4. 4.5 is also still a bet. This opened 3.5, but I didn't get to it because I was doing something. My number for this game is basically Steelers by a touchdown. And again, we can use like kind of a similar philosophy, right? We can use the idea that, okay, if there's minimal home field advantage and the Bengals are going to be a dog to Minnesota at home by a full field goal, and they're going to be like a small dog to Chicago with Andy Dalton, then we're going to give them like a lot of credit in a division game. So like, I get it that the Steelers lost outright and the offense looked terrible and it was against the Raiders, who maybe aren't good. Maybe they are good. We don't really know. Like, so again, we just used last week's close as a comparison. What, the Steelers closed 5.5 in that game, 5.5 or 6, closed 5.5 in that game at a couple sharp market making books. There's a 1-point difference. Like, the Bengals are only 1 point worse than the Raiders. Really? Did anybody watch last week? So just really surprising based on the closing numbers. The difference between the teams, I think, has to be larger than this. I get it. Like, it stinks laying a lot of points with Pittsburgh. If you did it last week, you definitely don't want to do it again.
And I do just want to say this, Kevin. Yeah. this. So like, and I know this is news that came out today. I think we all expect Ben Roethlisberger to play. Mike Tomlin said earlier today, Roethlisberger dealing with a left pec injury, said it will affect Ben's preparation ability and the Steelers will, quote, be ready to be adjustable. I don't know if that means like Dwayne Haskins is going to play or like Mason Rudolph. I would guess that Ben is still going to play, but I just wanted to throw that out there. Just the fact that there is Ben injury news kind of hanging over this.
And I'll say I am proceeding with the assumption that he plays. And you're going to be like, okay, well, like TJ Watt's hurt and Deontay Johnson like is hurt but might play. And so there's all kinds of injury news swirling for the Steelers. Like the only thing that would significantly adjust my opinion on the game is if Ben didn't play. If TJ Watt and Deontay Johnson both, for some reason, do not play in the game, I still like this bet a lot. So we can kind of frame it that way. If it's a quarterback injury, then I care a ton about this current number. If it's peripheral players who are not quarterbacks, then I still think the bet is valuable. So that's a good way to put it. I had not seen the quote from Tomlin, which is a little sketchy, but the bet's already in the queue and I still have a big number edge. So I guess take that for what it's worth. If it's not Ben, we can reassess and kind of see what we want to do. I think that's a good way to approach it. Next game that I already put in, which nobody's going to want again, I bet the Jets. And it actually, the number actually came down. So I feel a little better. Like I bet it's so funny when you get the first, like when you're the first one to put money in on these numbers, like me and many, 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 many other people, because sometimes you're like, what if I put in this Jets plus 11.5 and then tomorrow it's 14 because Zach Wilson's that bad? Like, what if I do that? Am I an idiot? Yes, probably. I think the right number in the game is under 10. I think it's like 9.5 is the difference between the teams. And it was 11.5 that I bet. 10.5 would still be a bet. 10, I'd probably stop at that point. And like, I get it. And this is not like a trendy thing. This isn't like, well, sharps are on the Jets because they've been so bad. It's just, it's a number difference. And like, that's all it is. And I know I was against Denver last week and I was actually against Denver in week one. So this is going great so far, but honestly, there's no bias built into these numbers. I'm not going in being like, well, I know Denver stinks, so I'm going to change my rating for them. Like this is just shaped by their performance and how the market views them. So I bet the Jets, anything over 10 is a bet for me. I'm going to skip over a couple that have moved. One that's still available that I also put in. There's two remaining that are still available. This is like a busy week, man. Seattle under a field goal at Minnesota is a number that I'm very interested in betting. I think the true number in the game should be 3.5 to 4. And I think getting under 3 with Seattle is great. You know, that's really all I have there, honestly. The number's already moved from Seattle -1 to -2. So anything under a field goal with Seattle, I think is good. And then the last one, a game that we talked about in the first hour, I think Packers more than a field goal. And you can even make the common opponent comparison there with Detroit, just using the closing market for both teams playing the Lions. Even if you assign home field advantage, even if you think it's like a point and a half, I still don't think you can get to 3.5 is the true difference between these teams. 2.5, I think, would make a lot of sense. I think it should actually be less than that, but 2.5 is fine. This, to me, is a number worth betting. So Packers 3.5. is the last bet of the ones that are available. So I'll recap the ones that are in. And then, Nick, we can kind of move on to like some other murkier situations, I guess would be the right way to put it. So the bets that are already in are Kansas City at under a touchdown, Falcons 3, Pittsburgh 4.5. And if you want to wait for Roethlisberger news, you're more than welcome to. The Tomlin quote definitely does not inspire confidence. Jets, anything over 10. Seattle, anything under 3. And Packers, anything over 3. Those would be the bets I've already. What do we think of that crop so far, Nick?
I like the Chiefs for sure. You know, I like Atlanta. I'm ready to say whether I like or dislike Pittsburgh and Cincinnati. I haven't thought a ton about that game.
Yeah.
Not ready
and
to
again,
say whether.
I put in the bet before we had any quarterback stuff too. So I'm glad you brought that up.
And listen, like I think if anyone had to like bet on this, like you'd probably bet that Ben's going to play in the game. Like he won't practice all week. They'll shoot him up. He'll be fine. That's my guess as to what will happen. I feel like you can never, I would never bet Denver. So I guess it's like Jets or nothing at that price.
Right. And but like, you would probably just like, not bet the game and you would probably be smart. Honestly, like, we'll see how this goes. The Jets might be the best. Remember I said like last year, the Jets were the team and like, who's going to be this year's Jets. Maybe it's just the Jets again. Maybe that's actually the team where it's like, well, sharps are all over this team. And then they end up losing by like 75 points. I still show a number edge, though. That is not true in every Jets game. I was against the Jets huge last week with the Patriots with a number that flew. So open 3.5, close 6. So I'm definitely not like on the Jets in a lot of situations. I was also not on them in week one. So this is a unique situation that's arisen in this situation, in this game.
Probably think the Seahawks are the right side in that game. So I think I'm with you there. And I think like there's going to be like a billion point score to that game. And like Green Bay, San Francisco, not ready yet. Although I do kind of agree with you that I feel like this number should probably be three at best, not 3.5. So I kind of agree there on Green Bay. All right. You bet. BetQL, Nick Costos, Ken Barkley. The game's Ken's already bet for NFL week 3. Ken, before we get to some of the murky stuff that you mentioned here, any totals that you're eyeing right now? Because these are all sides right now.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. So there's one game that I brought up yesterday when we did like, what is your initial thought on the week? And this was a total. I'm really glad you reminded me of this because I'm just literally looking at my side sheet right now and I'll flip over. The over in Washington and Buffalo was a total that we had talked about already for sure. And that bet is in. So yeah, I think the number is 46.5 consensus in the market.
45.5 I'm seeing it.
I mean, just like prove it. Like, prove that this should be a really low scoring game. I think we watched Washington this year. Like, it's just unbelievable. This number. This is where you have to be like, all right, how much of it is team performance? How much of it is what the market closes at? Like, Washington just played in a game that closed 42. That's why this number is really low. It's the only reason why this number is really low. But I just, we played against that opinion last week with a lot of success. Like, I still don't think the Washington defense is very good. So I do like, again, a below league scoring average total in this game is like staggering to me. Weather, I think, is going to be an interesting thing later in the week. And we'll, like, I don't even really want to like make an have an opinion on it yet because we'll wait and see, but the number was so, like, it was so much lower than I thought that I did put in the bet last night, a total that we talked about during the show, but I actually didn't even know what the current number was, that over in Baltimore Detroit. Haven't bet it yet. Gonna do some work on it after tonight's show, so maybe that's a bet that we can talk about for tomorrow.
What are some other key stuff, Ken, that you referenced?
I bet Tampa already, but it's already literally moved the entire difference between the market open and my number. So Rams open -2. They're at home against Tampa in the 4:25 Eastern Time Sunday game. Tampa is now a 1.5-point favorite in most places. My number is Tampa by 1.5. So I have a Tampa +2 ticket, but like that's not bettable and you can't bet it. And I wouldn't bet it at this current number. It's a small difference. Obviously, we're going through some irrelevant numbers, but I grabbed a Tampa +2. Don't worry about it, whatever. And I don't think it's going to come back. So we'll see. And if it does, we can talk about it some more. Two games with quarterback injuries real quick. I have not bet them yet. Kanish talked about one of them. Is Tua going to play or not? How healthy is Derek Carr? Both starting quarterbacks in Miami Vegas makes the game really interesting. If you go by, you know, are you making an adjustment down a lot for Jacoby Brissett? I think there's some, but I don't think it's particularly big. I like Miami a lot in this game at more than a field goal. Like, the defense is still arriving in Las Vegas, and the Raiders are just in a completely different situation than they were in the first 2 weeks. Like, opening a home stadium at, you know, on a Monday nighter in a packed house against Baltimore, and then a game where you're getting no credit at all against Pittsburgh, who might stink. And now it's like, here's a game you're expected to win against a team that could have made the playoffs last year. Like, a lot different. And Jacoby Brissett's really not a bad backup quarterback. I think the Dolphins are super live in the game. Have not bet it yet. Just kind of like, let's read more information. The number's already only 3.5. So haven't bet it yet, but interested in Miami in that game. And then I just want to see where Indy Tennessee goes based off quarterback news. I would never bet Tennessee in the game. I think Indy is also very live. They have a ton of historical stuff on their side, but like, let's see the quarterback news. Like, I have not made a full decision on it, but it would be Indy for me in the game. I just, I'm not really sure where we're headed from a news standpoint.
Do you have any on the Patriots and Saints? I know you referenced this game yesterday as well.
Yeah, I put in a New Orleans +3, but it was not like a number difference. It was kind of like a combination of historical trends and like intuition, basically. This game probably requires like more analysis than what we have left in the segment. So maybe it's a tomorrow Q&A conversation. Great. I did put in New Orleans +3, but not, my number in the game is technically 2.5, not as big of a number. It's just what we're talking about.
So it's only like what, like 9 bets. That's it.
It's literally, this is like the busiest, and this will be the busiest week I have all season. As we get later in the year, the edges dry up completely.
Okay. Well, that's pretty awesome. Some bets, like literally like 8 or 9 of them from Ken Barkley in that segment for week 3 of the National Football League. So we just gave you some presents in the National Football League. Up next, we close the show with presents in college football. Day 2 of Lockmas.
From pro basketball to Nikki football, soccer bets, and so much more, we've got you covered. It's You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley from BetQL.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.